You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham.
Epiphanies.
Part of the community.
The next idea.
Good ideas normally come from the collision between smaller hunches so that they form something bigger than themselves.
Usually when we hear the word hacking, we think of someone breaking in, like hacking into your computer. But there's a constructive, positive spin on the word hack. Case in point, the A2 health hacks happening this weekend. And what's come out of this could wind up impacting healthcare. Cynthia Canty recently spoke to Diane Buis. She's the co-founder of Ann Arbor Health Hacks and the director of innovation programs at the Inovo Group.
What happens at the A2 health hacks?
It's a weekend-long exercise, and people from all walks of life, young, old professionals in and outside of healthcare, come together to come up with new solutions for sometimes pretty old problems in healthcare.
How does this happen?
So we generally just start with breakfast and keynotes to inspire you. Imagine you're an automotive engineer and you know nothing about healthcare, but you hear that healthcare is awesome and you should get into healthcare because it's a growing sector. How do you know what the problems are and how do you get into healthcare? Well, you try it out for a weekend. And then everybody in the room, and usually it's about a third of the people in the room, get an opportunity to get up and pitch for 30 seconds, and we're tight on those 30 seconds, mm-hmm. the problem they'd like to work on. And after that, you have a mix and mingle period. So if you sit there and you listen to me pitch my problem and the next person pitching their problem, you can say, you know, number 1 and 13 and 47, those are problems I'm interested in. Let me talk to that person. Let me see if we jive. And so it's almost like speed dating. You talk to a couple of people, and in that context, you decide maybe the personalities don't jive or maybe we have different approaches. Let me talk to the next group. And so by noon, teams will have formed around their skills and problems they're interested in. And between noon and noon, 24 hours, you have the time to generate a prototype of whatever it is you want to make. Hmm. And that can be a physical prototype. That can be a piece of code. Whatever you want to show the judges at noon the next day is your prototype for a new solution in healthcare.
And what's at stake? What do people get for their efforts?
Our sponsors have allowed for us to have great prizes. And so first and second prize are automatic entry into the Ann Arbor Spark Bootcamp. That is a six-week program, $1,500 value to get your company off the ground. As an organization, Ann Arbor Health Hacks is about healthcare innovation mm-hmm. and spawning new healthcare startups here in our community. And so aligned with that mission is, all right, we help you find that idea, find the teammates, and then start that company. Now, not everybody starts a company. You may go back to your day job on Monday morning, and that's perfectly fine. But if you do start a company, the first prize and second prize, the entry into the boot camp will get you there. And our third prize is with the Searchlight. It's a customer discovery journey. There as well, it is to help you get your company off the ground, to get your prototype to the next stage.
This isn't the first year you've done this.
That's right.
What kinds of ideas and problems have people come up with? Give us a for instance idea that led to what?
So the cool thing is if you get a bunch of really smart and dedicated people in a room, it may amaze you what they can do in 24 hours. So I think what's nice to see is the diversity. I'll start with a third prize. That was a physical device, that basically positions the bones of your arm in 3D space. And that can help with physical therapy. Mm-hmm. Think of it as two Fitbits, one on your wrist and one closer to your shoulder. And those two devices together will position every bone in your arm in 3D space. And so you may not have to go to your physical therapist. Your physical therapist from afar can tell you you're not stretching enough. Go a little bit farther. I know exactly where your arm is. So that's a prototype of a physical device.
And wouldn't that be great for someone who's perhaps in a rural area?
Exactly. Yeah. So that is really overcoming a problem. Another example is our first prize winners, disease detectives. What they made was a prototype of self-reporting for children for respiratory symptoms. Now, that sounds complicated, but if I tell you if you have a 4 or 5 year old and for a clinical research study, we want to know exactly what their symptoms are. It's really hard for a mom to stay super on top of how much is my child wheezing or coughing. If I give the child a cell phone with a game on it and let the child play, and during the game, it's being asked some questions as in, hey, are you wheezing? Are you coughing? How much? That is self-reporting, which is way better than somebody else reporting your symptoms. So that's also a solution to an existing problem where the workarounds are just suboptimal. So it can be very diverse. And I want to stress that the types of opportunities we're looking for apply to the developing world as well as the developed world. And so the types of solutions can be very, very different. Something low-tech that works in a developing country may not apply here, but may really change lives.
What have you seen as Ann Arbor, as A2 Health Hacks has happened, about what is it about getting people together like this that you think is important in terms of solving healthcare problems?
I think complex problems are not easy to solve. That's why they're complex. And practically, they take more than one skill set. And so I often joke, if you put 5 physicians in a room and ask them to come up with new solutions to old healthcare problems, they will come up with some solutions. But if you put an automotive engineer and a social worker and a ballerina in a room and you give them good mentors, it might blow your mind what they can come up with. Or not. It's entirely possible that at the end of the weekend you decide that you found that there is no there there. But sometimes there is a there there and it's amazing. And it is this intersection of the 20-year-old college student and the 65-year-old retired finance guy that really makes a difference. It is at the intersection of people with different expertise and different knowledge that you can find great things.
Now, clearly this event is really unique. Is it the only one in Michigan of its type?
Not at all. Actually, hackathons and healthcare hackathons exist all over the country. And there is another group in Michigan that does this once a year as well. And so we're just trying to enrich the ecosystem. They're called Hacking Health, and they have a Windsor, Detroit chapter. And they do the same thing practically once a year as well.
And what kind of communities would be best suited? If somebody's listening to us talking, going, you know what, we ought to do that. What does it take?
I think it takes a community where there are smart and dedicated people. Often what helps is an entrepreneurial community, so a community where there are already startup companies. It helps to have IT talent, engineering talent, and medical talent. So if you have a health system, if you have a startup community, if you have some IT and engineering talent, if you think about it, that's Michigan. That's that's a lot of our communities. We truly believe that it is at the intersection of a university and the private sector that cool things happen.
Now, who can participate and are there still openings?
So we did just close registration, and so you cannot participate this year. Practically, we still encourage people who want to be a mentor over the weekend. So that's seasoned professionals in IT, health, or engineering to help our participants over that entire 24-hour period. So we're no longer looking for participants. However, we're always looking for people who want to get involved for next year. That is volunteers, people who want to grow our community. We definitely want participants for next year, and we want mentors for this year and next year. So contact us by all means. The website is a2healthhacks.org.
And that is the number 2. So a2healthhacks.org. Diane Buies, thank you so much for being a part of the Next Idea, and good luck with the A2 Health Hacks this weekend.
Thank you very much for having me.
Support for the Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.